Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Otto Harbach and Irving Bebo, spend some time in the moonlight, listen to some sweetie songs, and have a vocabulary lesson. The second segment of last week's show featured the H word from the A to Z list of curious and obscure words from the 1828 Webster's Dictionary of the English Language. The T word from that list is tardigradus, which means slow-paced or moving or stepping slowly. So here's a set of tardigradus records, beginning with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
Thank you. to and fro. While the band is moaning low, honey, take your time. We ain't got no place to go. We ain't going to Buffalo. No, no, honey, take your time.
Oh, slow down, baby.
You heard of how the turtle and the rabbit ran a race. You heard of how the rabbit ended up in second place.
Now look out, baby, don't let's be like the rabbit, no, no.
Sweet and slow, while these lights are burning low. Oh, honey, I know we can make it if we take it. Sweet, but slow, yeah.
Thank you.
What a great record, and anything but tardigrades. The name of that tune may be Slowin' Down Blues, but Oliver Naylor's orchestra is giving no indication whatsoever of slowing down on that May 14, 1925 recording. I don't know who the composer was, but the arrangement was by Bill Perry, who directed the band. In the introduction to the show every week, we talk about playing records by everyone from Aronson to Zerke, and as a matter of fact, Bob Zerke was in that group on piano. Before that, it was Red Nichols as Loring Nichols and his orchestra, June 11, 1931, in Slow But Sure. Slow But Sure was composed by Charles Newman with the lyrics by Charles Agnew and Audrey Collins. Slow But Sure was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm was Sweet and Slow, written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. That recording is from May 8, 1935. And we started off that set of tardigrades songs with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, with a September 6, 1928 Victor recording of Benny Moten's composition, Slow Motion. And you heard Benny Moten himself with a piano solo in there. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week I played with My Sweetie in the Moonlight by Buddy Rogers. Well, this week we're going to spend some more time in the moonlight. Here's Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, who are dancing in the moonlight.
Thank you. blue light. There ain't no thrill by the watermill, all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. Love the fast, sitting on the grass, all by yourself in the moonlight.
Joseph M. Necht directing the Goodrich Silvertown Court Orchestra, and A Kiss in the Moonlight. A Kiss in the Moonlight was written by Clarence Gaskell. The vocal refrain on that September 22, 1925 Victor recording was the silver-masked tenor. Shh, don't tell anyone, but the secret identity of the silver-masked tenor is Joseph M. White. Before A Kiss in the Moonlight, it was All by Yourself in the Moonlight with DeBroy Summers Band on November 21, 1928. All by Yourself in the Moonlight was written by Ralph Butler under the pseudonym J. Wallace. British songwriter Ralph Butler was born October 12, 1886, and was responsible for the lyrics to a number of comic and novelty songs of the 1930s, such as The Sun Has Got His Hat On. We begin that moonlight set with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with vocalist Jimmy Newell, who were dancing in the moonlight on October 20, 1933. I'm going to get yet another segment out of With My Sweetie in the Moonlight, which I played by Buddy Rogers last week. I don't know who this sweetie was, but here are some more songs about her. ¶¶
Thank you. bother sweetie now. She's not the girl to start around. Anytime I make a day, if I'm just a little late, she won't scold or leave me in the cold. My girl is just a sweetie who always does what I ask her to. My old sweetie never made a hit somehow, so I've got another sweetie now.
Benjamin Adolphus Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra and Hello Sweetie from an Edison Lateral waxed March 19, 1929. Not sure who the vocal group is, but possibly the Rollickers Quartet. Before Benny Rolfe, it was Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra with I've Got Another Sweetie Now. The vocalist on that September 1925 recording was Cyril Ramon Newton. I've Got Another Sweetie Now was written by DeSilva, Brown & Henderson and was preceded by the old maestro, Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, with the musical question, Where's My Sweetie Hiding? From November of 1924. Jack Little and Dick Finch wrote the tune, and there are lyrics which were written by Tommy Maley and Addie Britt. We began that Sweetie set with the Little Ramblers, the name used for a small contingent of the California Ramblers when recording for Columbia, and Crosswords Between My Sweetie and Me. That recording is from March 30, 1925, and the vocal was by Billy Jones. Crosswords Between My Sweetie and Me was composed by Billy Haney and Burt Reed, with the lyrics by Fred Steele and Bob Schaefer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, August 18th, marked the birth in 1873 in Salt Lake City, Utah, of Otto Harbach, and I think this is the first time he's had his very own segment on the show. He earned a master's from Knox College and worked as an English professor, a New York City newspaper writer, and an advertising agency executive before beginning to write songs in his mid-30s. While working in advertising, he met composer Carl Hoschner, and the pair began collaborating on songs for vaudeville and minstrel acts. Harbach soon gave up his other endeavors to work as a lyricist on Broadway productions. In 1914, he became a charter member of ASCAP and served as a director, vice president, and president from 1920 until his death on January 24, 1963. His collaborators included L. Wolf Gilbert, Vincent Humans, and George Gershwin, and his hits include The Love Nest, Sunny, Who, and These. Thank you.
easy to see why you'll hold on to know you'll love you. You're gentle and kind, divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil in your eye. Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet if I should lose you, would mean my very life to me. Of all of the queens that ever lived, I chose you.
Thank you.
Duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman, with Frank Luther providing the vocal on Dancing the Devil Away on March 27, 1930. Dancing the Devil Away was written by Harbach with Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby, and is from the RKO radio picture The Cuckoos, with Bert Wheeler and Robert Woolsey in their first starring roles as a team. Before Dancing the Devil Away, it was Nelson Eddy with Nat Shilkret in his orchestra on the very last day of 1935 with Rose Marie. That's the title song from the operetta musical of the same name, with music by Rudolf Frimmel and Herbert Stothert, and the book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II. It takes place in the Canadian Rockies and is the story of French-Canadian girl Rose Marie Laflemme. We started off our tribute to Otto Harbach with Mike Markell's orchestra and Dawn. Even though the vocalist is credited on the label of that December 5, 1927 OK recording as Noel Taylor, you no doubt recognize the voice as that of our old friend Irving Kaufman. Dawn is from the operetta Golden Dawn by Emmerich Kallman and Herbert Stothert, with lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II. It's set in a German prisoner of war camp in World War I and is not particularly politically correct by today's standards. It was the very first production performed in the brand new Hammerstein's Theater, and the cast included British immigrant Archie Leach, who, after moving to Hollywood, changed his name to Cary Grant. Hammerstein's Theater is now the Ed Sullivan Theater, until recently the home of The Late Show with David Letterman. Last week, August 22nd, marked the birth in 1889 in San Francisco of composer Irving Bibo, B-I-B-O. In the 1920s, he wrote tunes for the Ziegfeld Follies, Greenwich Village Follies, and other revues. He joined ASCAP in 1920 and was a director of the organization from 1924 to 1927. He went to Hollywood in the 30s, where he composed scores for more than 300 motion pictures. Bibo also composed college songs, including Sing UCLA, the Stanford Scalp Song, and the Michigan State College Marching Song. He died of a heart attack on May 2, 1962, in Hollywood. His compositions include Sweet Little You, My Man, Am I Wasting My Time on You, and these.
I'd fill an ocean, it's true. Through nights of pain, I dream in vain, and weep for hours like showers of rain. If tears could bring you back to me, I'd cry my eyes out for you. Thank you.
huggable, kissable, it's awful nice, it's paradise.
Now I'm a poet,
well you don't show it,
it's much to my surprise, for without my knowing the rhymes start flowing when I looked in her eyes. Every night I sit down and write till dawning.
Well tell me then, what did you write this morning?
I wrote, you're huggable, you're kissable, I'm wild over huggable, kissable you. You're hauntable, so wonderable, and that's why I want you like I do. My heart's afire with love's desire, and someday I pray that my dreams will come true. It will be blissable if it's permissible to live just for huggable, kissable you.
Thank you.
The Harmonians, the name used by Columbia for most of the recordings made by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra between late 1925 to late 1929 and issued on Harmony and other budget labels, and My Annapolis and You, written by Irving Bebo and Charles Weinberg. That acoustical recording is from November 21, 1928. The vocalist was Tommy Weir. My Annapolis and You was the theme song for the 1928 Pathé picture Annapolis, which is set at the U.S. Naval Academy. We haven't heard from the Sunshine Boys in quite a while, but there they were with Huggable Kissable You from March 20, 1929. The Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, were accompanied there by Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, and Dan Mooney probably played the chimes on that recording. We began our tribute to Irving Bebo with the Riverside Dance Orchestra, led by Elmer Grosso, with If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me, recorded by Jeanette on November 23, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.